Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Wow, She Does It All, and I'm also the founder of the Wow Seat Media. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you are new to the Wow Seat, we feature several signature production segments on different platforms, but on this platform, we feature top-notch expertpreneurs from a variety of different industries, and they provide what I call your worthwhile outstanding works, which are their WOW missions, and they serve at the highest level with these missions in the marketplace and in their primary industries. And you can learn more about our other platforms at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. And today, so excited, we are welcoming back to the WOW Seat special guest expert, profitable leadership authority, and leaderpreneur branding advisor, Queen Renee Johnson. And Queen Renee is my Queenpreneur sidekick. And again, I am excited to have her returning to the WOW Seat today. So I just want to share that Renee was also featured in the segment Stepping Into Your Power Zone and Leveling Up Your WOW Works, and also The Real Cost of Staying in Your Comfort Zone. So she's got a variety of things that she offers, and I'm very excited today to be bringing her forth. But today she's going to be sharing about Level Up Your Leadership Branding WOW Factor. And before I bring her on, I want to just share that Queen Renee will be having a featured guest expert series on this platform, and we're actually going to be highlighting some of her signature platforms and publications in the areas of leaderpreneurship, profits, power, and branding. And I'm really excited because we've done a lot together, but I want to actually give you an overview of some of the segments that she's going to be in during her expert series week. So it's going to be about stepping into your profitable leadership power zone. So you're going to be really excited about that segment. Also, the importance of your digital leadership mission and the journey to profitable leadership, and also the Lighthouse Leaderpreneur Factor and Developing Your Impact Branding WOW Factor, and also Hyenatize Your WOW Factor Now. And in the show description, I've included information about Renee and the different offers that she provides. And since we're going to be talking about leadership and branding today, I actually want to highlight a few publications that Renee and I have co-authored together, in addition to her related publication. So Renee has contributed to my publications, and she also has VIP intensives to support these works as it relates to these publications. So Hyenatize Your Life and Business Now. It's a Q&A journal planner for cultivating high-end lifestyle entrepreneurship. And also, she's contributed to The New High-End Branding Zone Effect, an introduction to discovering your new high-end expression for your life, brand, and empire. That is a VIP day workspace planner. And also the Evolutionary Queen Butterfly Branding Factor, a branding metamorphosis creation planner for launching an illuminate brand and success pyre for queenpreneurs. And also she contributed to Lighting the Shore, Leading the New Way, an entrepreneurial leadership creation journal for designing an illuminate impact agenda. And want to mention her publication, one of her leadership publications is Journey into New Levels of Profitable Leadership, a guided planner for illuminating and claiming your profitable power zone. And Renee's Amazon author page is included in the show description, and all of these publications are available there. So I want to get right into this segment without further delay. It is my total delight and absolute pleasure to be welcoming Queen Renee back to the Wow Seat. Welcome, Queen Renee.
Thank you, Queen Allie Nicole. I am honored and thrilled, and what a beautiful tribute, I mean, to the work we've been doing together, all that you shared in the entry. So thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome. And listen, it has been my total honor to be serving and collaborating with you in these ways, these different, you know, initiatives. And we're just getting started. That's, you know, the great thing. And I'm super excited about the work that you've been continuing to do and your own growth and evolution and just how you are dispensing your wisdom and knowledge in the marketplace. And that's why what we're going to be talking about today in terms of, you know, the branding factor and the leadership power that combined, you know, with that, why that's so important. So are you ready to jump into discussing this today?
Yes, I am excited. I can feel the vibration between us already, so it's going to be a good conversation.
Yes, me too. Well, we're together, so that only means that it's going to be a highly valuable conversation that the listening audience is going to benefit from greatly. So let's jump right into this. So since we want to talk about the importance, and on this platform it is all about the worthwhile, outstanding works and how important, you know, that is to be putting those out in the marketplace. And no better time than now that leaders really need to be stepping up, you know, in their branding. So why is leadership branding so important for leveling up one's wow factor?
Portable leadership authority. I want to share with your listeners to think about the branding up-leveling as an effect, meaning an effect that's taking place in the marketplace all around the world. And there's a lot of growth and expansion that's happening. And whether you are feeling that vibration or not, it is taking place. So it makes sense for those that, you know, are wanting to be in that high-end up-leveled space to, first of all, let's talk about what is leadership branding. And likened to business where it's related to, let me back that up. In leadership, your brand is your values and how they come to life. And likened to business, as I started to say, is that when I work with companies on their company brand, it needs to be in alignment with their business values, because the values is what is our voice. It is the way our business speaks to us and speaks to others who might want to come and be a patron to our business. Well, the same concept holds true for leadership. In fact, our voice, our values make up our voice in leadership. That's where we start to claim our power. That's where, in essence, we start to step into our calling. And I'm going to get down on that in just a minute. But to support this, that, you know, thinking about our values, our voice, and our brand coming to life, and I'll dig down further what that looks like in your leadership branding, let me put it into a context in business. So all of us know Nike. We all know Nike, the brand out there. And when you think about Nike, there are certain visualizations that come to mind. And I bet you there's a feeling behind it, whether it be one of their inspiring commercials or be the product that you've used or so forth, or, you know, the way that they show up in the different charities that they support. But Dan Wyden, who was Nike's early on VP of advertising, has a quote that I love to share that ties this power, what I'm talking about, your voice and your values together so well. And that quote is this: Nike didn't discover the power of advertising, they discovered the power of their own voice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The power
mm-hmm.
of their own voice.
Mm-hmm.
So marinate on that for a minute, because what that is sharing is that in their advertising, the brand, because that's what the advertiser is doing, it's communicating
mm-hmm.
the brand and what the consumer can expect when they come and they you know, facilitate that, meaning they purchase, they interact, that, you know, come in your to your wares, then what that is saying is that there is a cause and effect.
Yes.
Okay. There's a cause and effect
mm-hmm.
around branding, cause and effect. And I know you mm-hmm. and I have talked about this, you know, Queen Ellie
mm-hmm.
Nicole, but to your audience,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about that for a minute, about this branding effect in relationship to mm-hmm. leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to look inside and really get very, very clear with our values as a leader. Our values
yes.
hold our truth. They are our energetic mm-hmm. vibration, and our values, the way that we speak that out in our voice, is the way that we will tell our story of our effect
yes.
as a leader. Okay, so if I encompass that
mm-hmm.
in, which I know we'll dig down later in other sessions, but that is your leadership
mm-hmm.
why.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to think of yourself mm-hmm. as becoming the embodiment of your expression,
yes.
and in this case, your high end, the higher vibration of your values, and embodying that. Just like Nike said, they didn't discover the power of advertising, they discover the power of their own voice. So as a leader, when you start looking at your embodiment of the expression, then you need
mm-hmm.
to then go into, all right, you know, it's the values, and values are energetic. They are scientifically proven. We are made of energy,
right.
and when we interact
mm-hmm.
with people, we are aligning with values, or we're repelling with values if we don't align, and we make our decisions as consumers based on values. So that alignment
mm-hmm.
with the vibration of your values is so important. It will make
Absolutely.
You and your business a magnet for wonderful opportunities that are out there in this world that we have right now. But it'll
mm-hmm.
also be a magnet for you to be able to do your work as a
That's
leader
right.
and the way you're
mm-hmm.
going to influence. So the branding effect in leadership is around this new era and the way that you
mm-hmm.
want your brand to show in it, the way you express it, and your beingness,
right.
the way you live and breathe it, because that's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
Values are verbs. So you got to live and breathe those.
That's right.
And then the vibration alignment, so that you can have a personal fulfillment of really embodying your leadership, why those values, your
yes.
voice. And then you can bring that out into the achievement of big goals into
mm-hmm.
your leadership and in the organization. And if I can move into some a little bit more of the why is that important, that we need
mm-hmm.
to calibrate our leadership brand, if you will, because that's what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
here, is calibrating
exactly.
that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is
yes.
that, look at it as your leadership embodiment and vibration as an inside-outside compound effect. I talk about often
mm-hmm.
and in my new publications about the compound effect. So
mm-hmm.
inside as a leader, you know, this is your inner being. This is your higher,
mm-hmm.
higher being of who
yes.
you are, you know, as an individual, and how that's going to be displayed in your leadership. Because I've talked about earlier on in your other platforms that you had me on, I talked about the misalignment that you can't be one person in one environment and then be another. It's not
mm-hmm.
sustainable. And your truth will show through. So if you're in your comfort zone in one area and not in another, they're going to have this effect where you're not aligning
yeah.
vibrationally, and you're not speaking your truth. So that alignment
right.
and vibrationally is when you're willing to listen to the calling at hand, the greater
mm-hmm.
calling that's there
mm-hmm.
to step into
mm-hmm.
it, because not everyone is going to hear it, and not everyone is going
or
to be able to speak
it.
And
mm-hmm.
certainly not everyone's going to be able to step into it, and, you know, besides the speaking,
mm-hmm.
but actually be it. So really getting
mm-hmm.
clear, and that that, as we've talked about before, you and I, that requires mm-hmm. a refining process. That really, that brand expression and becoming the embodiment is a refining process. And in that, it requires courage to let go of the things that no longer work for you. It
That's
requires
right.
trusting the flow and your own mm-hmm. personal source mm-hmm. of your mm. power and how you want to be that expression on the outside. On the outside, bringing that home is that when I talk to leaders and I do my work with them, that speaking on the outside in your words, yes, in your actions and how you keep your word, and also mm-hmm. in your vibrational tense with the employees is so important because on the outside, that leadership branding, what you stand for, is going to be the way that you inspire and influence change. And I'm going to tell you, in this new era of higher consciousness, that is the number one soft skill that you need to learn how to calibrate so that you can inspire and influence the change you want from a higher level, but also from an easier flow, and that it brings an experience for you and for your employees and for the customer, making things easier. And part of that is then getting accountable and watching the movement, And what do I mean by that? Is noticing on the outside, are your words, your voice, are you saying one thing, doing another? And are you showing up vibrationally first? Because we all do, but are you showing up vibrationally in the alignment of the expression you want? Because I will hear employees say, or, employers say, I said this, but they didn't get the result. And I know I was clear. And then I'll go and I'll talk to the employee and find out what was the, disconnect. And they'll say, well, I heard that, but what I was feeling was this. And because of that vibration, I acted on this. So, I have proof positive that your vibration will speak louder than your words. And that's a cowardly
I have a conversation on that, actually.
And it's a profit too. I also know that you can say the right words, but if you're not in alignment with your leadership voice, which is your branding, we've already made that point, established that.
Yes.
Well, we are, as individuals in this higher conscious environment we are in now, we're continue to elevate our BS monitor. Our BS monitor is on high alert. That's our intuition.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's absolutely.
Yeah. That's our intuition.
Oh, this is great.
And and as we are speaking, the other person, depending on how they're calibrated and in tune with it, their insight's going to tell them if that's a truth or not. If that's a truth or not.
Absolutely.
And that can cause
this is so important.
So that can cause push and pull energy. That can cause, insecurities. It can cause demanding. Oh, yeah. I know we're going to dig later in some of these things, but this is just kind of high level setting the stage of why it's important to understand what is the leadership branding you have going on right now. Is it by intention or is it by default? And then how to further tune that up so that it's vibrating in alignment and creating this magnetic opportunity to fulfill your life and business goals at a high end brand.
Yes. Absolutely. And that is, what it's all about, the embodiment of the values, as you mentioned, and that is what is demonstrated in the leadership expression that does become the effect. And, of course, you and I, we are very much the embodiment of that type of expression, and that's why even in one of our publications, the expression and the effects of the high-end zone and being not just this at calls, but being someone who is in the marketplace demonstrating at a very high level. And it goes back to everything that you have beautifully and magnificently stated in terms of the vibration. and in terms of what others are picking up, even in marketing communication, because that is where the values are coming out. That is where the voice that you started off with in the marketing communications via writing, podcasting, speaking, YouTubing, whatever it is, all of these are demonstrations and activations of a vibration through the communication factor, because our voice is on so many different dimensions. As I mentioned, writing, speaking, our voice just carries on, and that ripples across the board in the leadership branding, you know, that we bring to the marketplace. I just have to say, of course, I knew you would knock this out of the park and show up in nothing less than stellarness, you know, around this particular topic. And I know we have to get ready to close, you know, this segment out. But I just have to say that everything that you have shared is just magnificent. It is so on point. It is certainly the calibration and the vibration that this level of audience needs, because they're already demonstrating their worthwhile, outstanding works. But today's segment really is a pouring into them on a higher level to level up, so that they do understand how important your leadership branding, because, you know, we talk about personal and professional branding, but as you know, we operate in different dimensions and segments of who we are. So there is the aspect of the leadership branding that speaks volumes about the mission. And you, I mean, you couldn't have stated it better. It was just magnificent. It makes me so excited what's going to be, you know, coming forth with your series. And on that note, before we get ready to close out, I would love for you, you know, to share, because you're going to be coming back and you're going to be sharing about the variety of aspects that I, you know, that I talked about. And what as a leader makes you most excited about being able to do a series for others to get the value out of this?
I'm excited because, as I demonstrated on a high level, as you mentioned, there's a lot to unpack there. And I know that overwhelm can cause resistance, and that resistance then can prevent, you know, individuals from truly taking their rightful place and accepting their calling. And, you know, I want to speak to those that are poised to rise right now. And I am looking forward to unpacking this in the different, I guess, funnels, I would say, or, you know, the alignment with different methodologies that I have, depending on where they need to calibrate, and giving each one the due attention for that, so that they can find that courage and the hope and the inspiration and excitement, you know, too. Because I know, as a leader, with everything pulling at you and trying to, you know, respond to the noise around you, can make it difficult.
Yeah.
And we will unpack that too, so that you can choose the right things and turn down the noise in other areas that are not. And and I'm excited about, you know, that part of it. And then also being able to bring forward some more details on the, if I could, move forward on the the offering of the VIP days that I have set up under each of these umbrellas, under each of brand requirements and how to fulfill them, is those give me more of a chance to do that. And you know, with all the accolades you said, again, I need you guys to know that I have over 20 years. So don't take that on you. Like, you have to have all of that wonderful things that Ellie and Nicole shared. But I have over 20 years of proven principles to align with your leadership. It is my passion. It is my why, is to inspire leaders to achieve the visions they never thought possible. That's my, one of my values to inspire. And so what I do in these VIP days, they are customized. And though I have these proven principles, I'm able to pick from there with your help and a brief assessment beforehand, so that we can align. And what I do is I provide entry level to advanced concepts. So, you know, 1-2 doesn't fit all. I can pick from my tool bag, no problem. But
customize level absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. You know, for expanding awareness about new avenues and alternative approaches for uncommon profit pathways related to
That's
branding.
Right.
And other high-end leadership models. And so I'm looking forward to highlighting a little bit of each of these as I dig this opportunity further and expanding the different avenues, you know, around this effect, around leadership and the growth that is here in this new era in the world around us. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. Magnificent. And I cannot wait, and that's why I want you to do this series so that we can highlight those different dimensions of leadership greatness that you are here to bring forth, and the fact that you have publications and offerings to be able to serve a different variety of audiences at the highest level, you know, for leaders. So I just, we're going to close out. I just want to thank you so much for being on the Wow Seat today, being back
thank
here
you.
And looking forward, you're most welcome, looking forward to having you back for the series. So I'm going to send you away with many blessings and so much love. And I just want to let you know that you were tremendous today, and the value is you voiced your value through your leadership branding expression. So you epitomize that, and
wonderful, beyond your due
diligence.
That makes me so good. Thank you for the opportunity to support your audience. Thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome, and thank you again. Wow. So the wow has certainly been brought to the wow seat today. Queen Renee, as always, anytime she's on any platform, she over-delivers, because it is just the very vibrational essence of who she is that just comes through magnificently. And so I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this segment of the Wow Seat. Again, it was so great to have Queen Renee return and share on this important topic. I am very much looking forward to her guest expert series. If you're not following us on Facebook, we would love to have you connect with us there. So we invite you to follow us there. In addition to checking out Tumblr site that I mentioned earlier, I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. And of course, you can learn more about me at my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. Looking forward to having you join us for the next segment. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.